Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Prayer. Almighty and loving God, whose eyes are on the righteous and whose ears are attentive to our every cry, we ask your blessings on this ceremony as our nation honors Justice Ross A. McGinnis. His courageous actions on December 4, 2006 will forever speak volumes regarding Ross' love for soldiering and his fellow soldiers, his family and his faith, and his nation. Lord, we're constantly amazed at the way you orchestrate events in a person's life. In Ross's case, you transformed a young boy from Knox, Pennsylvania, into a combat-proven soldier almost overnight. Even as his mounted convoy found itself in the valley of the shadow of death, you gave Ross unwavering courage and decisive action to save his battle buddies. As the McGinnis family continues to marvel at the accounts of Ross' heroic actions, bless and comfort his parents, Tom and Romaine, his sisters, Becky and Katie, with your perfect peace that passes all understanding. And may your joy of life, so reflective in Ross's infectious humor and smile, be their strength as they continue to mourn his loss. Bless Ross's family of fellow soldiers who relived the events of that fateful day in Aramia, giving the courage and strength to live their lives nobly and thankfully as they remember Ross's sacrificial gift. And may we, and all who hear of Ross's full measure of devotion to duty, never cease to give thanks and praise for the young men and women of our armed services who this moment are standing, protecting, supporting, and defending our great nation. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to the White House. A week ago on Memorial Day, the flag of the United States flew in half-staff in tribute to those who fell in service to our country. Today we pay special homage to one of those heroes, Private First Class Ross Andrew McGinnis of the United States Army. Private McGinnis died in a combat zone in Iraq on December the 4th, 2006. And for his heroism that day, he now receives the Medal of Honor. In a few moments, the military aide will read the citation, and the medal will be accepted by Ross's mom and dad, Romaine and Tom. It's a privilege to have with us as well Becky and Katie, Ross's sisters. I also want to thank the other distinguished guests who have joined us, Mr. Vice President, Secretary Jim Peek of Veterans Affairs, Secretary Pete Guerin of the Army, Secretary Michael Wynn of the Air Force, General Jim Haas Cartwright, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Appreciate other members of the administration for joining us. I want to thank members of the United States Congress who have joined us today, Steve Bouyer, John Peterson, Louis Gohmert. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate the chaplain of prayer. We welcome friends and family members of Ross, as well as members of the 1st Battalion, 26th Infantry, including Charlie Company, that's with us today. We're also joined by Private McGinnis' vehicle crew, the very men who witnessed his incredible bravery. We welcome Sergeant First Class Edward Thomas, Staff Sergeant Ian Newland, Sergeant Lyle Bueller, and Specialist Sean Lawson. Special welcome to the prior recipients of the Medal of Honor. Presence here means a lot to the McGinnis family. Thank you for coming. The Medal of Honor is the nation's highest military distinction. It's given for valor beyond anything that duty could require or a superior could command. By long tradition, it's presented by the President, or any President. Doing so is a high privilege. Before he entered our country's history, Ross McGinnis came of age in the town of Knox, Pennsylvania. Back home, they remember a slender boy with a big heart and a carefree spirit. He was a regular guy. He loved playing basketball, He loved working on cars. He wasn't too wild about schoolwork. He had a lot of friends and a great sense of humor. In high school in the Army, Ross became known for his ability to do impersonations. A buddy from boot camp said that Ross was the only man there who could make the drill sergeant laugh. Most of all, those who knew Ross McGinnis recall him as a dependable friend and a really good guy. Ross was your buddy, and you needed help. You got in trouble, he'd stick with you and be the one you could count on. One of his friends told a reporter that Ross was the type who would do anything for anybody. That element of his character was to make all the difference when Ross McGinnis became a soldier in the Army. One afternoon 18 months ago, Private McGinnis was part of a Humvee patrol in the neighborhood of Baghdad. From his position in the gun turret, he noticed a grenade thrown directly at his vehicle. In an instant, the grenade dropped through the gunner's hatch. He shouted a warning to the four men inside. Confined in that tiny space, the soldiers had no chance of escaping the explosion. Private McGinnis could have easily jumped from the Humvee and saved himself. Instead, he dropped inside, put himself against a grenade, and absorbed the blast with his own body. By that split-second decision, Private McGinnis lost his own life, and he saved his comrades. One of them was Platoon Sergeant Cedric Thomas. He said this: he had time to jump out of the truck. He chose not to. He's a hero. He was just an awesome guy. For his actions, Private McGinnis received a Silver Star, posthumous promotion in rank, and a Swift nomination for the Medal of Honor. But it wasn't a claim or credit that motivated him. Ross's dad has said, "I know medals never crossed his mind. He was always about friendships and relationships. He just took that to the ultimate this time." When Ross McGinnis was in kindergarten, his teacher asked him to draw a picture of what he wanted to be when he grew up. He drew a soldier. Today, our nation recognizes him as a soldier and more than that, because he did far more than his duty. In the words of one of our commanding generals, four men are alive because this soldier embodied our Army values and gave his life. The day will come when the mission he served has been completed and the fighting's over, and freedom and security have prevailed. America will never forget those who came forward to bear the battle. America will always honor the name of this brave soldier who gave all for his country and was taken to rest at age 19. No one outside this man's family can know the true weight of their loss. But in words spoken long ago, we are told how to measure the kind of devotion that Ross McGinnis showed on his last day. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Gospel also gives us assurance, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. May the deep respect of our whole nation be a comfort to the family of this fallen soldier. May God always watch over the country he served and keep us ever grateful for the life of Ross Andrew McGinnis. And now I'd like to invite Mr. and Mrs. McGinnis to please come forward for the presentation, and the military aide will read the citation for the Medal of Honor.
The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Private First Class Ross A. McGinnis, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty. Private First Class Ross A. McGinnis distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving as an M2 50 caliber machine gunner, 1st Platoon, C Company, 1st Battalion, 26th Infantry Regiment, in connection with combat operations against an armed enemy in Adhamiya, northeast Baghdad, Iraq, on 4 December 2006. That afternoon, his platoon was conducting combat control operations in an effort to reduce and control sectarian violence in the area. While Private McGinnis was manning the M2 50 caliber machine gun, a fragmentation grenade thrown by an insurgent fell through the gunner's hatch into the vehicle. Reacting quickly, he yelled grenade, allowing all four members of his crew to prepare for the grenade's blast. Then, rather than leaping from the gunner's hatch to safety, Private McGinnis made the courageous decision to protect his crew. In a selfless act of bravery in which he was mortally wounded, Private McGinnis covered the live grenade, pinning it between his body and the vehicle and absorbing most of the explosion. Private McGinnis's gallant action directly saved four men from certain serious injury or death. Private First Class McGinnis's extraordinary heroism and selflessness at the cost of his own life, above and beyond the call of duty, are in keeping with the highest traditions of the military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Army.
Let us pray. Lord, as we depart from this place, keep us mindful of the brevity of life and the eternal honor we attain by giving ourselves unselfishly to others. In his brief life, Specialist Ross A. McGinnis exemplified the supreme measure of sacrificial service. Use his legacy to challenge and inspire our young people, the members of our armed services, and all Americans to do the same for generations to come. May we truly remain grateful and mindful for our American patriots like Ross McGinnis, whose selfless acts of duty have kept our nation the land of the free and the home of the brave. Lord, may your divine favor continue to rest on our president, our armed services, our families, and our nation. We pray all these things in the name that deserves all the honor, glory, and praise forever. Amen.